The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp kick, injector razors and blades, and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Good, good. Thank you very much. You know, here it is, summer, and I'm still in this stuffy studio, looking at the same old faces and telling the same old jokes. And it's nice outside, and I'd like to get out of here. Other guys in radio get out. When a news broadcaster gets bored, he says, "We take him out to London, to Portugal." Whether you want to go or not, he goes. Well, I want to get out of here, like a news broadcaster, and I have the equipment, studio, microphone, hat announcer. Come on, Charlie, let's get out of here.
Okay, Henry, okay. We bring you Morgan's Around the Globe newscast with 200 listening posts and one Saturday evening post. Sponsored by... Henry, you want a sponsor?
Sure. Nothing like a sponsor to give a program pep and money.
Okay. Sponsored by the Noog Watch Company. Maker of Noog watches. Noog. A name of distinction. When you hear the time signal, it will be 10 p.m. in exactly 1 second.
Turn that watch.
Well, we now take you for a round-the-globe news trip to...
The time is now, well, around 10 o'clock.
Time for another trip around the globe with Henry Morgan.
Around the world! For our first on-the-spot broadcast, let's find out what's happening in far-off Philadelphia. The next voice you hear will come to you from Philadelphia. Come in, Philadelphia. Come in, Philadelphia. Come in, Philadelphia.
Hello, New York. I can't hear you, New York.
Keep flying, Philadelphia.
Now, while we're waiting, we take you to a vibrant center of news in the making, the strategic listening post of the Midwest. Let's find out what people are thinking in East Trash, Kansas. Come in, Ken.
This is East Trash, Cam. Hello, New York.
Hello, what's new, East Trash?
Nothing much. What's new with you, New York?
Can't take. What are the people in East Trash, what are they saying about the all-important veto question in the United Nations?
Nothing much.
Well.
Well.
Well, give the regards of the people of the city of New York to the people of East Trash.
I'll tell them both.
And so we leave East Trash. Our next stop in this news survey
is... Philadelphia, I can't hear you, New York.
Keep trying, Philadelphia. Now, at terrific expense, we've made arrangements to contact the South Pole Expedition with Admiral Richard E. Penguin. Come in. Come in, Admiral Penguin. Open the igloo, Richard.
While we're trying to contact Admiral Penguin, we...
No, I got him. I got him. Come in, Admiral. Thank you, Admiral.
Before our next stop on our Round the Globe tour, a message from our sponsor, the Noog Watch Company.
Ladies, I'm sure you'll all agree with me that every lady should have at least one Noog in her lifetime. This year, everybody's giving Noog watches. Except, of course, the Noog Watch Company. Just listen.
Here, open the box, Sadie.
Oh, Max.
Look at it.
Oh, Max, it's a goon.
You're holding it upside down.
Oh, of course. It's a Noog. How could I be so stupid?
I don't know. You like it?
Oh, yes. When you got a Noog on your wrist, it gives your wrist that fat look.
Back to our round-the-globe broadcast. We switch you now to the town of Stink Bomb, Idaho, for a special broadcast from our on-the-spot reporter, Abe Snake. Come in, Abe.
This is Abe Snake on the roof of the Stink Bomb Chamber of Commerce building. And five stories below me on the 19th floor of the building, a window washer named Snag Wareth is dangling in midair, held to the window only by a thin safety belt. The wind is now blowing to the east, and so is Mr. Wareth. Standing next to me, looking down at her beloved husband, is Mrs. Wareth. Ah, Mrs. Wareth, how do you feel looking down at your heroic husband?
I'm dizzy.
Well, one more question. As you look down at your husband dangling there in midair, what are you thinking right now?
I never knew he had such a flat head.
Thank you, and good luck, Mrs. Wareth.
Well?
Well, what?
Where's the refrigerator?
Later, Mrs. Wareth, later. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our engineers have lowered a microphone to Mr. Wareth himself, that courageous, heroic gentleman who has battled the element for four long hours without a whimper. And the next voice you hear will be that of brave and fearless Mr. Wareth.
Help!
Thank you, Abe Snake. And now we take you on our round of two world broadcasts. Maybe it was written that way, but I doubt it. We take you to Fearless Fosdick in the turbulent areas of Saudi Arabia, where Mr. Fosdick has set up a microphone on top of an Arab chieftain. Come in. Come in, Fearless Fosdick.
Hello, New York. This is Philadelphia. I can't hear you.
Shut up, Philadelphia.
Help!
Shut up, Mr. Wareth. Shut up. Well, some of it was a little ridiculous. It's pleasant. Around the World with Charlie Haywood. Tonight, Charlie has a little old classic song that he sings in, oh, about five languages.
Il vecchio Donaldo aveva un po' d'er, cunicula, e aveva molti pulcini e gattini, cunicula, con un chic chic qui e un chic chic là, qui un chic là, un chic non lo un chic, che ne frrrrrrrrrrr, che ne frrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Buongiorno, zio Macola Borgia. Oggi torni. E Macola Borgia, col suoi veliti strigna. Oggi torni, oggi strazie. E papa cucca di, e papa cucca tam, di, papa cucca tam, papa cucca di, papa cucca tam, un chic chic qui, e un chic chic là, qui un chic là, un chic là, un chic là, qui un po' là, un po' là, un po' là, der alter Junker von Donald hatte einen Pacho, Schlüsselbank, Schlüsselbank, Schlüsselbank. Und auf dem Pachtop hatte allerlei junge und alte Pferde, Hühner, Ochsen und Kinder, Wipfel, Karren, Wurzeln, Boten, Wipfel, Hühle und zwei Lämmelein. Schlüsselbank, Schlüsselbank, Schlüsselbank. Mit einem Meck, Meck hier und einem Meck, Meck dort, hier ein Meck, dort ein Meck, über ein Meck, von der Kutsche ins Geh, von der Kutsche ins Dam, 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 von der
The ever-sharp chicken injector razor changes blades automatically, sells for $1.25, and saves you lots of time. For example,
a man named Buzznocker shaved with an ever-sharp chick razor and saved 4 minutes.
Buzznocker's wife knew that he had 4 extra minutes and asked him to open a can of soup for her. He took the can opener, and when he tried to puncture the can, it slipped into his finger. The cut became infected. He got blood poisoning. Lockjaw set in. He died of starvation. Next case.
A man named Krubish shaved with an Eversharp chick injector razor and saved 3 minutes.
Krubish had 3 extra minutes, so instead of running across the street for his bus, he decided to walk across the street. A taxicab killed him. Next case.
A man named Bulb Snatcher. Shaved with an Eversharp chick injector razor and saved 2 minutes.
Mr. Bulb Snatcher decided to use the 2 minutes to run down to the basement to see if the furnace was all right. At that moment, the coal truck arrived and dumped 2 tons of fee coal on him. Later, the automatic stoker fed him to the furnace. Remember, the Eversharp chick injector razor saved you time.
Oh. Thank you. That's very thoughtful of you.
Has this ever happened to you? You're walking along the street with your girl, trying to figure out how to spend the evening, and you stop in front of a store for a minute to look at the paper to see what's playing in the movies. There's a fellow standing there, but you don't pay any attention to him. You don't find out till later that he's a professional advice giver. And you say to your girl...
Oh, honey, we're in luck.
Really? What is it?
Here's a picture I've been dying to see. The Woman in Black. I hear it's a great mystery.
Oh, good. I love mysteries. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Pardon me, lady.
Yes?
It's a stinker. A stinker. I just seen it.
Really? I hear it has a very good surprise ending.
The end? Why, the Undertaker did it. You won't find it no surprise.
Not anymore.
Tell you what you better do, Mac. You folks better go across the street and see the Woman in Blue.
No, I can't stand the leading lady.
You'll love her. In this picture, she plays a double role.
Oh, really? What part does she play?
A married couple.
Look, maybe we better just skip the movies and go out to eat. All right, honey?
That's a good idea.
I wasn't talking to you.
All right, dear. Well, goodbye, sir, and thanks for your help.
Goodbye.
So long, and thanks for...
By the way...
Yes?
Where are you going to eat?
We usually eat at Romaine's restaurant.
Hasn't the Department of Health closed that yet?
Why, everything's fresh in that restaurant.
Fresh? Why, they use the mold off of the bread there to make penicillin.
Thanks, Bud, but we're going to remain. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come along, dear.
Well, I'm not going. I don't want to eat penicillin.
That's the girl.
Clark, you keep out of this. Honey, you'll like Romaine's. I've taken you to eat there every night this month.
Hasn't he got any imagination?
Haven't you got any imagination?
Will you do me a favor and shut up?
How dare you talk to me like that?
I wasn't talking to you.
He shouldn't talk that way to anybody.
You shouldn't talk that way to anybody.
What are you, a parrot?
Let her alone. She's got a right to free speech.
I've got a right to free speech.
Look, why don't you go home?
I'm going.
Not you, you.
Not me. Free assembly. You know, you folks... certainly don't act like you're very fond of each other.
Well, you sure got a nerve. We happen to be engaged.
Engaged? And that's how you treat this sweet girl even before you're married?
I'll treat her any old way I like.
Well, if I was her, I know what I'd do.
What?
John.
Yeah?
Here's your ring back.
That's telling him.
That's telling him. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Not you. Him.
Now look what you've done, Mac. She's left you.
Left me? You don't think she'll come back?
Never. That girl hates your guts.
Oh, that's impossible. I can't live without that girl.
That's right. She's in your blood.
Oh, I feel like killing myself.
Well?
I know what I'll do. I'll shoot myself. That's what I'll do. I'll shoot myself.
Don't be a fool.
No?
Listen to me.
What?
Mac, the Brooklyn Bridge is only 2 blocks away.
Now, kiddies, it's time for Uncle Henry to read the funnies. Now, the funnies Uncle Henry is going to read are the advertising cartoons you find at the bottom of the page. When you read the regular funnies in the paper, all you find out is that after 20 years, Orphan Annie is still 8 years old. And that everybody but me is ready for Freddy. Huh? In the advertising cartoons, you really learn something. Here is Uncle Henry.
All right, kiddies. Let's look at the advertising funnies. Ah, here's a funny one. Here's the first one. The title is...
Doctors prove that 2 out of 3 women can have lovelier skin. And 2 out of 3 cannot.
Well, let's look at the funny pictures here. Now in the first box, you see there, kitty? They're 2 beautiful young girls. And the funny thing about them is that balloons are coming out of their heads with what is supposed to be human speech printed in them. Now you see this?
In this here balloon coming out of Abigail's head, it says,
"Here I am, a ravishing debutante, and nobody takes me to picnics, parties, dances, canoe trips, hikes, baseball games, movies, parties, or strawberry festivals. I wonder why." "It's that dull, dingy skin you got there. That's the trouble." "Even though you're the best friend I got, you've probably got the worst face in this here old town. Old town of busted shin Utah. I am also madly in love with handsome Roberto Kumquat, who is captain of the football team, winning champion, slipper in of the hounds at the quail shoot, he paid your champion, and your cousin. But he pays me little, if any, mind. It's that dull, dingy skin you got there. What shall I ever do? I guess you never heard of the celebrated 14-second cucumber queen plan, did you? Well, under this scientific tested and approved plan, which doctors all agree, in impartial surveys made exclusively among independent surgeons and veterinaries, it was proved conclusively.
It was?
Sure. All you gotta do, see, is buy the economy special introductory offer of the $8 jar, see? And then you massage it into your dull, dingy skin for a couple of years.
Now, in the next box, Kitty, we see this beautiful but dingy girl rubbing stuff in her face. And then you look, see, there in the next box, it's 14 seconds later, and it shows Roberto Kumquat. He sees Abigail, and there's a balloon coming out of his head with an electric light bulb in it. And he says,
Gee, Abigail, let me and you get married.
Then, you see there, kiddies, in the next box, Abigail and her girlfriend are talking again about the marriage, and in the balloons it says,
Oh, Abigail, ain't it wonderful?
Yeah, I guess he don't mind your dull, dingy skin you got there.
We ain't through. We're not through yet.
Well, kiddies, let's turn the page. Now, on the bottom of this page is the Ababa toothpaste funny comic strip. Now, you see there, first there's a picture of a man in a doctor's white coat with some kind of shiny thing in the jig strapped on his head. And he's pointing at us with a little mirror on a stick. And there's a balloon coming out of his head. And in it, it says,
Yes, Ababa toothpaste is the only toothpaste containing oxidol.
Then, kiddies, you see there? Underneath that is the title of the comic strip.
What's this, his brother? Told Sith.
In the first panel, we find Sith and her boyfriend, Elmer, seated on the living room couch holding hands. That is, Elmer is holding his hands and Sith is holding hers. Sith's little brother, named Brother, enters the room.
Hello, Sith. Hello, Elmer.
Oh, there's Brother. My little brother. Shall we give him a quarter and have him go away, Elmer?
Well, it doesn't matter. If he'll give me a quarter, I'll go away.
But why do you want to leave me, Elmer? There must be a reason.
Yeah, there is a reason. Go on.
Well, kiddies, at this, Sis breaks into tears, and Elmer leaves. Brother comes over to Sis, pats her tenderly on the shoulder, and a balloon comes out of his head, and it says,
Sis, don't you know why Elmer left?
No, I don't, Brother.
Look, Sis, why don't you see your dentist?
But Elmer is my dentist.
He is? Well, with a jerk like that, seeing him twice a year is enough.
Well, kitty, that about ends the funnies for this week. There are a couple of more here in the paper. There's one about a stenographer who became a Hollywood star by brushing her teeth. And there's another here about a Hollywood star who became a stenographer by the same method. But they'll keep. This is Uncle Henry saying goodnight. This is a fairly unusual number.
This is Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody number 2 by Bernie Green.
From Sunday, Father's Day, give Dad the keenest gift in town. Choose an Eversharp Shake Injector Razor, the razor that banishes forever 90% of all shaving nuisances. Ends nuisance number one. No time wasted. Eversharp Shake Injector Razor has been proved at least 50% faster. Ends nuisance number two. No nicks or cuts. Patented guard bar prevents skin irritation. Even under nose, Eversharp Shake shaves close and clean. Ends nuisance number three. Nothing to take apart or put together. World's easiest razor to clean. Just rinse, shake, put away. Ends nuisance number four. No blades to unwrap. Automatic blade changer locks the keen new Eversharp blade, the world's sharpest blade, in place instantly. Yes, it's 50% faster, 100% safer, 200% cleaner. So for Father's Day, give Dad an Eversharp Chick Injector Razor. It's a $1.75 value. The Eversharp Chick Injector Razor is priced at $1. 20 blades, 75 cents. Both yours at the special combination price of only $1.25. And there's no better gift at any price. And now, once again, we bring you our Hollywood reporter, Jimmy Morgan, who will tell us all about the doings in the film capital. And here he is, Jimmy Morgan.
Good evening, movie fans. This is your Hollywood reporter, Jimmy Morgan, with news and views of Hollywood. Exclusive. Mickey Rooney is taller than you think if you think he's shorter than he is. Exclusive. The Supreme Court has just ruled that you don't have to see Duel in the Sun unless you want to. Bulletin. The Marx brothers are definitely related. Bulletin. George Brent's first name is the same as Gladys George's last name, though you'd never think it to look at them. Open letter to nobody. Since I am addressing this open letter to nobody, naturally, I have nothing to say. And since I have nothing to say, perhaps it is best that I say nothing, but I will not be silenced by such twisted logic. I stand on my rights and state firmly and without fear of contradiction that when I have nothing to say to nobody or something to say to somebody, it amounts to the same thing. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Very truly yours, Jimmy Morgan. Hollywood, June 1st. Today is Sunday. Hollywood, June 2nd. Clark Gable confirmed a rumor today that he may make a picture this year, or he may not. Remember, you heard it here first. Hollywood, June 3rd, 1870. There was nobody here then. Americans in the news. For details, see your local newspaper. Curtain. When Gregory Peck's shoelace becomes untied, he stoops down and ties it. Think that over, some of you kids who want to attain success without working for it. Attention, New York newspapers. Watch your front pages tomorrow for a front page item. And so this is your Hollywood reporter, Jimmy Morgan, saying goodnight to you and you, but certainly not to you.
There's a new experience in writing with the Eversharp CA pen. Its magic sphere rolls ink on dry. Smoother, cleaner, easier. Writes and writes without constant refilling usage. CA means Eversharp's exclusive capillary action cartridge. Try an Eversharp CA pen. Great pen value at $15.
I want to thank the producer of this program, because this is the first time, to my knowledge, in the last 8 weeks, that I've had a chance to say, Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at the same time.
Manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.